Good morning. Happy St. Urho's Day to you all. You don't know who St. Urho is? The Finnish. Yeah. It's nice to have you here. What a beautiful morning. This is the day the Lord hath made. Dale? Finish.
This is the Lord made. Let's rejoice in it.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. What a beautiful day. Nice to have you here. Got some snowbirds back. Yeah, pretty soon we'll be a regular old church again. Couple of announcements. Wednesday night, 5:30. Good morning, and welcome. Front seats. These are the expensive seats, you know. Nice to have you here, Vicky. Yeah. I tease everybody, so don't worry about it. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, 5:30 potluck, 6:30 worship for our Lenten services this year. This month, our emphasis is on prayer. So on the tables in the fellowship hall, there are a number of prayers. If you like to pick one up and take it home and use it in your daily devotions, please do so. Last week we heard about the personal care kits we're trying to put together for the Lutheran World Relief. These care kits are our church, in fact, most Catholic and Protestant churches, whenever there's trouble, they're the first ones on the scene. They're the ones who are reaching out, and our Lutheran World Relief does a wonderful job in doing that. So if you could put a care kit together, we'll be sending those down the road too. Some of the folks here are trying to put a bus together for the Easter production down at North Heights. The information's in your bulletin, but we'd like to know so we can get a bus. There's a sign-up sheet in the... 2 weeks, yep. You got 2 weeks to think about it, so look at your schedules, okay? Nice to have you here. I want to invite everyone to join us at the communion table. Please take time to be with Jesus in that very special way. Are you going to sing for us a special tune? We've been remembering you in our prayers, Darwin.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, so do you head down this week? Are you to do the stem cell?
Chemo.
Yeah. All right. Well, our prayers are with you, and thanks for being with us today, okay? Are you going to shake hands, or are you going to take on disease if you shake hands?
I'm shaking hands, I don't care.
Okay.
Shake hands. If you hug me, though, we have to take a shower together.
Any volunteers? Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh Lord, you are a wonderful God, and you love your children, and you love each one of us absolutely, unconditionally, and you accept us, and we pray that you'll be with us this morning as we sing these hymns and say our prayers and gather around your holy table. Stir your spirit in us that we might awaken to your love in Jesus' name. Amen. We're opening hymn this morning. Is Morning Has Broken, 556. We'll rise during the singing of the last verse.
Thank you.
Please turn to the order of confession and forgiveness in your bulletins. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
Come, let us acknowledge our sin and seek God's face that we may live. Let's take a moment for silent confession. And let us confess together. Holy God, we confess that we have turned away from you and from our neighbors and in toward ourselves. We have sought security in possessions and the place of power and relationships. We have trusted ourselves most of all. Turn us back to you, O God. In your mercy, forgive our sinfulness and cleanse us from guilt and shame. Guide us on the path of freedom that is your gift to us in Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear for yourselves. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In the waters of baptism, grace abounds for you and for all. God turns to you in love and puts away every sin, every wrong turn, for the sake of Jesus, the one God sent to save the world. Let's join in the prayer of the day. Let us pray together. Eternal God, it is your glory always to have mercy. Bring back all who have erred and strayed from your ways. Lead them again to embrace in faith the truth of your word and to hold it fast. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. This time we'll invite Darwin to sing his praises.
Sent from the Father to be our Savior, set above all things, first place on earth. You gave your life to give life eternal. There is no gift more precious than this. Jesus, Jesus, Lord of earth and heaven, always was and always name above all names. Every nation, every people will bow before you, proclaiming you Lord. There's none beside you who is more worthy receive honor, glory, and power. Jesus, Jesus, Lord of earth and heaven, always was and always will. The Father, one with the Spirit, risen victorious, conquering death. You hold the key to life everlasting. Praise to the Son, redeeming Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Lord of earth and heaven, always was and always will be, name above all names.
Thank you, Darwin. It's so good to hear your voice again. For the first reading this morning from Genesis 12, it's different than what you see in your bulletin, so I'll actually be reading from the Bible. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. For the psalm, please read responsively, and where you see the bold air, please read the refrain at that time. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life.
The Lord will watch over your throne and your right hand from this time forth forevermore. I lift my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord.
Here ends the psalm. Please stand for the reading of the gospel.
The gospel lesson for this second Sunday in Lent is found in the third chapter of St. John. A curious Pharisee visits Jesus by night to learn from the teacher his friends reject. Jesus speaks to him about life in the Spirit and the kingdom of God. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these things that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send a Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The word of God, the word of life. Please be seated as we sing our sermon hymn, 608, Softly and Tenderly.
come home.